This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
War crimes committed by the Syrians and the Russians, and try to hold them accountable.
Thank you, Secretary Clinton.
First of all, she was there, as Secretary of State, with the so-called line in the sand, which...
No, I wasn't. I was gone. I hate to interrupt you, but...
But you were in contact, excuse me.
At some point, we need to
do some fact-checking. You were in total contact with the White House, and perhaps... Sadly, Obama probably still listened to you. I don't think he'd be listening to you very much anymore. Obama draws the line in the sand. It was laughed at all over the world what happened. Now, with that being said, she talks tough against Russia. But our nuclear program has fallen way behind, and they've gone wild with their nuclear program. Not good. Our government shouldn't have allowed that to happen. Russia is new. In terms of nuclear, we are old, we're tired, we're exhausted in terms of nuclear. A very bad thing. Now, she talks tough. She talks really tough against Putin and against Assad. She talks in favor of the rebels. She doesn't even know who the rebels are. You know, every time we take rebels, whether it's in Iraq or anywhere else, we're arming people. And you know what happens? They end up being worse than the people. Look at what she did in Libya with Gaddafi. Gaddafi's out. It's a mess. And by the way, ISIS has a good chunk of their oil. I'm sure you probably have heard that. It was a disaster. Because the fact is, almost everything she's done in foreign policy has been a mistake, and it's been a disaster. But if you look at Russia, just take a look at Russia, and look at what they did this week, where I agree she wasn't there, but possibly she's consulted. We sign a peace treaty. Everyone's all excited. Well, what Russia did with Assad, and by the way, with Iran, who you made very powerful with the dumbest deal perhaps I've ever seen in the history of deal-making, the Iran deal with $150 billion, with the $1.7 billion in cash, which is enough cash to fill up this room. But look at that deal. Iran now and Russia are now against us. So she wants to fight. She wants to fight for rebels. There's only one problem. You don't even know who the rebels are.
Mr. Trump,
so
Mr.
What's
Trump,
the purpose?
You're 2 minutes
And one thing
up.
I have to say,
you're 2 minutes
I don't like
up.
Assad at all, but Assad is killing ISIS. Russia is killing ISIS, and Iran is killing ISIS. And those three have now lined up because of our weak foreign policy.
Mr. Trump.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, Hillary called him on the red line. She was there. They did fact check and found out she was there. And he just he gave that to her upon her insistence. But, yeah, I was like, hey, you were there when the red line happened. I don't know how she forgets these things. This is as smart as she is, or is she just so... Yeah, I don't know. You know, so blind because of her ideology. This is the tough thing, and you know, with politics. I mean, and especially from these two candidates, because they come across in such a way that it is definitive. I mean, there's no, you know, this is just the way it is, and this is the way Hillary presents it. Whether it has to do with her emails, the reset with Russia, the whole Iranian negotiation, you know, of course, what happened in Libya. I mean, that whole situation, I mean, what's starting to come out, that she championed this whole cause with Libya in such a way that, you know, somehow she got the president involved, and, you know, the way this thing was working out. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever know the truth about what happened in Benghazi. They did admit to some gun running that was going on, but I think there's a lot more involved to this. Just as there is with, you know, Hillary's emails. The fact that you have the president using a pseudonym, sending emails on her private server and then somehow trying to claim some sort of plausible deniability. I mean, he is staying several steps away from that whole situation because, you know, in my humble opinion, I mean, he's getting burned at the edges on this deal, but the media, who has been carrying his water all these 8 years, they're not about to delve into it. But this situation, it certainly reflects poorly on her and is having an effect on her candidacy, whether she likes it or not. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Oh, what a night, huh? heads are still reeling. Brains are still bruised. This might take a couple of days to process after last night's rather contentious debate that started without a handshake to begin with. It did end with a handshake and an adult who came into the room and insisted that they would say something nice to one another. Probably my favorite moment of the whole evening. Good to have you along with us. Dan Perkins is with us right now, foreign policy contributor to DailySurge.com, ClashDaily.com, TheHill.com, now also ReaganBaby.com, right, Dan?
Yes, and just recently I've been added to Constitution.com.
Wow, excellent. Well, congratulations. Dan is a master writer, terror analyst, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA. Well, Dan, last night Hillary and Trump tangled a bit regarding ISIS and the situation, and she misremembered that she was there when the red line was drawn. It happened on her watch, right?
Yeah,
and,
But
the deal is you know, ISIS is all over the place, but you're saying, wait a minute, it's not only ISIS. I mean, you've got other bad players that it has metastasized. Al-Qaeda is back, huh?
Oh, yeah, and the Taliban are back in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. The ridiculous American rules of engagement in Afghanistan have put our American soldiers in great jeopardy and allowed the Taliban and Al Qaeda to get a strong foothold in Afghanistan and probably will take it over again.
You may have lopped off their head, but they've grown another. And this is the problem, Dan. I think that most of America does not understand what the rules of engagement is all about. I've had a problem with this, and this is going back to Vietnam when I was, you know, working as a Marine in at Camp Pendleton. I was at the Joint Public Affairs Office, and understanding as best I could, even from my purview, limited as it was, the rules of engagement that were operational in Vietnam, it was ridiculous then, and now it's like as if it's gone on steroids and beyond measure. And I've always maintained, even before I became a Marine, that, you know, when you go to war, you got to let the generals that know how to conduct war, you know, let them out of their cage, let them go break stuff up and do whatever they do best. And then it gets the other side to say, okay, enough of this stuff. Let's talk here. You know, we want a discount because I think that, you know, the effect of the atomic bomb being released in Japan to this day still resonates in our consciousness and our compassion. I say that's good on one hand, but on the other hand, we need to objectify that whole situation in such a way that we realize, look, we don't want to go there again, but you know, if that's what needs to be done, you know, as one person said, very famous, that you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And clearly, right. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all those players in the Middle East, they would love nothing better than to be the one that got rid of the United States of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most Americans don't understand. We're continuing the discussion about rules of engagement.
Yes.
Most Americans don't know that in Afghanistan, if an American group, platoon, company, whatever, is fired upon, before they can return fire, the commander has to call Washington and talk to a lawyer to explain the circumstances so they can return fire. That is the rule engagement in military situations in Afghanistan today.
Who would want their son in that kind of situation, Dan, their son or daughter?
I can't imagine. But Bill, probably for some of your listeners today, that's the first time they ever heard that these are the rules of engagement that the Obama administration has placed on their sons and daughters and husbands and wives who are fighting in Afghanistan.
Mm. Well, and here it is. I mean, the big thing about about us staying in Iraq or in the Middle East was having this agreement with the country so that our soldiers, you know, would not be subjected, so that they could defend themselves in such a way. But now, you know, according to the administration, we have upwards of 15,000 soldiers there in the area operating without this agreement that should have been done, you know, when Barack Obama took over.
Bill, when the Obama administration took our soldiers out of Iraq, and I believe that was the turning point that created ISIL.
Mm-hmm.
They did it, and there was no status of force agreement, so they couldn't leave them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're right now. We've got upwards of 15,000 men and women in harm's way in Iraq with no status and force agreement. So, Mr. President, which is it? Either we are or we aren't. But if we're not going to have a status and force agreement, why are you putting more and more soldiers at harm's way going back into Iraq?
Well, it's bad enough being in harm's way, but now you're on some post-military jeopardy because you don't have a status of force agreement that country
right.
now can come at you. And, of course, maybe this is part of the reason why Barack Obama vetoed the 9/11 bill for the surviving families going after Saudi Arabia.
Right. You're absolutely right. And so it is, again, it comes into question. Whose side is he on?
Mm-hmm.
Is he on the side of the American people? But more importantly than that, Bill, is he on the side of the American soldier,
right.
sailor, marine, whatever, men or women?
But he would tell you that he is, Dan. But he, you know, again, I mean, he's the president of the United States, and I sound so naive saying this, but you know, everybody has their gift and talent and skill set. His skill set is not dealing with war. He is so, you know, his purview, his worldview is such that he wants to avoid war at all costs. I mean, he's like Hillary Clinton. There, all these theorists that think, okay, if we go into this and we say we're not going to put soldiers, you don't know that you're not going to put soldiers on the ground until you get to that moment. You have to put soldiers on the ground. You know, so
right.
how do you make those? I mean, when you make statements like that, again, I had a couple of years of military in the Marine Corps. I have, you know, this insight that sometimes I wonder, I go, why do I have this insight? Maybe it's just to talk about others about it. I don't know, but I'm, you know, I haven't been a general, but for me, it's common sense that you have to let the people who are generals, the people that do what they do best, let them go do it. And if it needs, if it is a time to break stuff up, then let them go break stuff up till you get the other people that want to say, okay, it's time to be reasonable. Let's get together and let's talk about it. But with Barack Obama, it's like, let's give away everything. Let's not defend ourselves. Let's compromise. Let's put 15,000 of our men and women, our sons and daughters in harm's way and subject them to something, some post-military tribunal, because they did not go along with some non-status of force agreement. And they shot the wrong bullet after they were, you know, being shot at repeatedly. And because the attorneys at the Pentagon were too slow in getting back to you.
Right, right. I also think it's a situation where when we started this presidential campaign.
Dan, we're going to run out of time. Dan, let me stop you here. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. We got to go to break right now. Dan Perkins is with us. More from Dan right after this. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, it's gotta be good love.
WeatherTechLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Whether it's online that you connect with us or in any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. Our conversation with Dan Perkins continues. Dan is a foreign policy contributor to DailySearch.com, ClashDaily.com, The Hill, ReaganBaby.com, and also now the Constitution.com as well. Dan, you know, I was talking with Kathy Lynn Taylor a moment ago, and she is an author, also worked with President George W. Bush's National Security Council. She was the director for international finance policy. And we're talking about, you know, what is going to happen when the baton switches from President Obama to the next president. And it's deja vu all over again. It's kind of like, you know, speaking of George W. Bush, when George W. Bush took over from Bill Clinton, one of the things that the people and the economists fail to tell you is that one of the things that was helpful in terms of us having this surplus, this budgetary surplus, was that Bill Clinton, if you remember, blighted the military. I mean, he robbed from Peter to pay Paul. And it looked good on paper that all of a sudden we had this budgetary excess. But what happened was, because he blighted the military, and then a year or so afterwards we have to go to war, we got nothing but pea shooters. And we got more, right, more pea than shooters, you know.
Right.
And here we are again, deja vu, fast forward 16 years, and Barack Obama has blighted the military. He has done everything he can to buttress up this economy. It's been eight miserable years, and we have never been so vulnerable. If anything, we're more vulnerable probably since, you know, since you and I have been alive, in terms of this national stage and the threats that all around us, China, Russia, Al-Qaeda rising again, ISIS, the Middle East scenario, Russia, you know, Syria, the whole, all these enchiladas that are getting ready to explode at any moment. And what are we going to have to defend ourselves or to play the role that we need to play?
Well, that's a great point, Bill. As we were talking before the break, when we started this presidential campaign a year and a half ago, the question to all of the Republican candidates and to the Democratic candidates from the news media, are you going to put boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria?
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened, Bill, is that from that point in time, that strategy might have worked of putting boots on the ground to destroy Al-Qaeda 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now in 30 nations.
Right.
And so putting boots on the ground in Iraq is not going to deal with the other 29 nations that now have Al-Qaeda operatives all over the world.
Right.
And so the tactics are going to have to change. We're going to need the military, but we're going to need more and more special operations people to go in on surgical strikes and take out the leadership and start to degrade these organizations on a global basis. And we don't have the resources right now to do that.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, it's like that old commercial. You know, we just lost Arnie Palmer. And what Arnold used to do with his Valvoline commercial, if you remember, I hear his words so clearly, is that you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference there is that you might pay a little bit more for, you know, Valvoline oil. But if you don't use Valvoline oil, when you have a problem, your problem's much more complicated. And this is what we have with our foreign policy, don't we?
Yeah, we have a situation where we don't really have any clear direction. Mm-hmm. We don't have any clear direction because the person who is at the head of the country and his assistant in foreign policy had no clue about foreign relations. Mm-hmm. And we're paying an enormous price for the lack of experience. I mean, you said at the top of the program, Hillary Clinton couldn't remember that she was, in fact, in the office when President Barack Obama drew the red line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure she thought she had retired, but in reality, either she didn't want to be associated with that event, or she just plain couldn't remember. Either case is not a good thing for the country.
Mm-hmm.
This president has retired 1,200, Bill, flag officers.
Yes.
These are generals and admirals that they've gotten rid of. And now they're working on the field grade officers, the colonels and the majors. They're trying to get rid of them too. I mean, it's insane mm-hmm. that we are trying to do something that we are not equipped to do. I mean, it's like Carter all over again.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, this is what Donald Trump has been saying in terms of the decimation of these flag officers. You and I talked about this last time, Dan, is that mm-hmm. you've got a lot of brilliance and experience that's been set out to plantation here, you know, sent out to retirement, forced retirement. And my goodness, you could conduct a hell of a war with these guys that have been forced into retirement.
Yeah, I agree. And so we're going to need a strategy to rebuild our military, but rebuild our military in a war that's going to take place in 30 countries, but it's not going to be tanks and airplanes, and trucks. It's going to be smaller groups of people, fighting terrorists on a terrorist level. And we've got to change how we train military. We've got to change how we recruit. We got to change how we effectively work with other nations in fighting this terrorism. But I don't see where Mrs. Clinton has given us any ideas of how she's going to do it. I thought that yeah, I agree with you the fact that she forgot about the line in the sand. I also thought, Bill, in the debate last night, one thing that I thought was very telling. That when Mr. Trump laid out the accusations of Bill Clinton and what he did with the women, she never said a word. She didn't challenge Trump. She never addressed the accusations of Mr. Trump about the behavior of Mr. Clinton.
Right.
And I thought that was very telling.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, you know, I was talking with Kathy Lynn just a moment ago about that. I thought it was ironic that this thing has gone full circle. What gave her husband a lifeline after being impeached, which was the economy and the government seemed to be moving and doing so much better because the government, actually, Republicans and Democrats, and we thank Newt Gingrich and, you know, the House Republicans at the time, kind of forced the issue. Also, Bill Clinton himself having, you know, a moment of reality and realizing that his legacy was going to be published, you know, in cooperation with Republicans. And that's when he made the big announcement that the era of big government was over. And so those things contributed, and those really served as a lifeline to him and his presidency. And in a way, here it is, you got Hillary in the middle of both instances where people are willing to forgive Donald Trump for his rather crass, you know, words that were used, all for the sake of, you know, the people's hope, even though it's not realized, but they trust that when it comes to the economy, that Trump is going to be able to do something about the economy and the jobs, immigration, our national security, these major issues that are threatening us today.
Yeah, I was there was a focus group on Fox News of independent voters.
Wasn't that amazing?
And how they switched from like two or three and four to the vast majority in support of Trump at the end of the evening. So
yeah, Frank Luntz about fainted. He fainted on that one. And I got to tell you, I was with Frank Luntz. I really thought I don't know how he's going to save himself because I don't know how he's going to go this. I mean, even Michael Pence took three steps back.
Yep, but what happened was, I believe Trump faced the issue. But then he came around and started talking about the issues that are really important. What happened 11 years ago, I understand, was in poor judgment. That was 11 years ago. American people want to know, what are you going to do about our problems today? Don't deal with 11 years ago. Talk about today. And that's why I think he turned the campaign to a positive note about what he's trying to do. And I think the polling data is going to show that he won the debate. And he's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, even some strict Democratic pundits are agreeing with that assessment, Dan Perkins. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
A different story. The voice of truth. Says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, with all the voices out there, I guess that's the question. You know, what do you want to hear? You know, what are you going to hold on to? The voice of truth? Or are you going to, buy into the rhetoric of the day that has got us to the point where 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track? I think a big part of that, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've let go of the truth. We've bought into the lie. And this is why I'm so passionate about this, because we've got choices to make. And the choices that you make, you want to make them, you know, based on opinion or the facts. You know, the truth can be tough, especially in this, you know, politically correct environment that we've been inculcated with, that when anybody speaks the truth, we're so quick to get offended. But, you know, we just need to, as I think Roshina said earlier, we just need to breathe, you know. Jeffrey Stevens is with us right now, and he's going to encourage us to breathe. 2016 political commentator, contributor to thedailysurge.com, author of Rogue Mission, a Jordan Sander thriller. Jeff, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back, Bill.
Hey, what a night last night. Boy, I know some people are waking up and their brains are still bruised, you know, from the bashing that went on. But, to Donald Trump's credit, it looks like he lives another day.
Yeah. Truthfully, he does. And I think on many levels, he did quite well. I'm sorry things are at this turn, but there's you know, in the mainstream media, there's such hypocrisy on so many levels. I mean, they say, oh, this is the low point of our political history. You know, go back to 1800 and look at what Jefferson was doing to Adams, if you want to see something.
Right.
Look at the Bork hearings. Look at the Clarence Thomas hearings. I mean, you know, look at Bill Clinton's impeachment. We're not anywhere near a low. That's
right.
Number one. And number two, everyone is so offended. I once heard a guy who cursed at a woman, and she was so offended, and he said, well, do you know what that word means? And she said, yes, I do. I've heard it before. He said, well, then you shouldn't be so offended. So the point is that, you know, everyone's walking around, and as you and I were talking about before, just listen to the music that the kids listen to today. Listen to the lyrics.
Yes.
And you think that what Trump said was so horrible 11 years ago, I'm not interested in that. I wanted to get down to the issues, and we got down to a little of that, and I think you did a good job. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. I was a little surprised. I think that, you know, as often as he's been doing his speeches, that I would have liked his articulation to be a little bit crisper, but that's just me, because I thought at times he rambled on. You know, sometimes, you know, Jeff, when you make your point, let it sit. And, and he just kept on cycling, on the point. It's like, well, the nail is already in the wood. You don't need to keep hitting the nail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that, Bill. You know, it was interesting. My wife and I were watching this together, and he kept using the word disaster. I said, God, could he come up with another word?
Exactly.
Number one. Number two, there were certain things. What was the question when he said, was it about how he would fix Obamacare? And he said, that's the question he gets second most frequently after defense. He deals with it every day and then didn't answer the question.
Exactly. And, you know, you good, excellent point here, Jeff, because I thought when that came up, I go, okay, he's going to lay it out. He is going to just nail this one. And he just kind of went off into the sunset with it. You know, I thought it was a lost opportunity.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was a lost opportunity. The best he could do was, I'm going to take away these imaginary state lines and create competition. He should have focused in on that more, because the man was sitting there and he said, here's my laundry list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, deductibles have gone up, premiums have gone up, care has gone down. How are you going to fix this? Now's the opportunity to throw a right and a left cross, because she's part of the Obama administration, which put this in play. And the same thing with ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got some more shots in on that at least.
Right.
But still, it's got to be crisper. And this insistence on his part that he's not going to prep for these things, I tell you, it's not a good thing. I was an attorney. I did a lot of courtroom work. Before that, I was on the debate team in college. There are certain conventions, so to speak, that you have to use when you debate. And one of the biggest is what you said. Make your point, get in and get out.
Right.
Don't feel you have to use the 2 minutes by repeating these platitudes that don't help anybody.
Yeah, because then at that point you wonder who you're trying to convince, yourself or others. You know, that's
You're not getting to the undecideds. Now, I saw something interesting today. There's a gentleman, and forgive me, I don't know his name. He's on Fox, and he runs these focus groups. I don't know if you've ever seen him.
Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz.
That's him.
He passed out last night, didn't he? He passed out when he saw the results. I mean, you know, but I got to tell you, I was like him though. I thought, you know, how is he going to save his candidacy? Mike Pence has taken three steps back, Mother May I, and you've got the Republican Guard heading to the exit, and you know, how is he going to save himself? So Luntz said that's it. He's done. He's not going to be able to survive this. But what a swing with that group of independents, right?
Independence, totally uncommitted. And he said he was shocked. I saw him this morning. He said, look, I admit it. I said going into this thing, there's no way Trump helps himself. In fact, his thought was if he did bad enough, there'd be an even bigger push to get him out of the race. And these people sat there saying, Bush did a better job. She was insincere. She didn't answer questions. Mm-hmm. She's not trustworthy. And these are people who went in there with an open mind. So I tell you, it was quite a night.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, one thing that keeps coming up time and again, and it really bothers me, is the misquote on Trump regarding the refugees and what he had to say about the refugees coming, you know, whether it was from America, you know, from South America or from Syria. And this is one of those things where he lacks clarity in articulating what the real issue is here. But there's enough empirical evidence to back up, you know, what he's saying and what experience has said to us. I mean, look at the people in the middle in Syria, for example, the people that are getting crushed and abused and murdered and dismembered in that are Christians. How many Christians came over in this first draft of 10,000, you know, came in that group? You know, what, maybe 50, 60 people max?
Yeah, I was going to say none. I was going to say close to none.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. And so what's that? We don't know. And what I think that, you know, I felt that was a not lost opportunity was for Trump to hold her accountable for this vetting process. The president, and she goes along with it, that these are being fully vetted. Well, we've got experts. Experts that are saying there's no way they can vet these people, number one. Number two is they also say it's a three-year process of vetting. Well, if it was a three-year process of vetting, Jeffrey, I mean, they only started talking in January that we were going to bring refugees to this country. What happened to the other, you know, 2.5 years?
Yes, and let me just add, because I completely agree with everything you're saying, let me add, when you say experts are telling us that there's a problem, these experts, many of them, are in Obama's State Department.
Exactly.
These are not right-wing fanatics, you know, who are acting to harm Hillary. These are people in the Obama State Department who are saying, we don't have the ability to vet these people. We just gave citizenship to, what was it, 800-plus people.
Oops.
Who were on a watch list.
Actually, and that now has increased to 1,700.
Is that true? Oh, I did not.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's doubled. It has doubled now. And on top of that,
wow.
at the core of all this, and Trump kind of touched on this a little bit, is what are they coming here to do us harm? Are they pledging allegiance to this country? You know, we're just bringing people thousands of miles away from their homeland to come here to America, like as if we're the automatic answer. And any bit of our immigration policy says, look, if you want to immigrate in this country, you got to make sure you have a sponsor, that you understand the laws of the land, that you're in support of those. And all we hear from, you know, from some of these Muslims, I mean, you hear them just, you know, on live microphone and video footage going, we want Sharia. Sharia's coming. You guys might as well accept it. This is what's going to happen here to America. Well,
right.
How does that make you
right.
feel warm and fuzzy?
Right. I'm with you.
And so, you know,
that was another missed opportunity, by the way, yeah. When that Muslim woman asked that question.
Yes.
He should have personalized it. He should have gone to her and pointed at her and said, but you're an American and you live under American law. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about people coming over here and I don't know what their intentions are.
Exactly.
I don't know where their loyalties are.
Well, Jeff, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for your insight and input. Jeff Stevens, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/risk index. That's travelers.com/risk index. This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You love life, every breath. Your love heart beating in my chest. I breathe out and breathe you in. I need you more than oxygen.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, when you realize that we're all made in God's image, you know, color, hyphenation, all that stuff matters so little, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bob Olszewski is with us, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is Columbus Day and all kinds of good things. You know, it's Hug a Drummer Day today, by the way. If you see a drummer.
Hug a drummer, okay.
You can hug one. They won't hit you with a stick or anything like that, so it's all good.
maybe I can have my wife learn how to play the drums real quick. I'll just hug her.
Just go hug the heck out of her. I mean, maybe that might be enough to encourage her to do so. Hey, buddy, real quick here, I want to talk to you just about the sociological impact of, you know, this election cycle with what's going on. If we can touch on it, just, you know, last week was really disturbing with this off-mic capture of the words that Donald Trump, I mean, I can't believe that here we are, we've got a candidate for president, you know, using the kind of language that he did. You know, he says it's locker room banter. As I was saying to somebody else, I mean, this has become reality TV, you know, for the presidential cycle, which is amazing. I mean, this is what our culture has reduced itself to. But like some have said, and not to be self-righteous here, by no means, but, you know, what kind of impact is this going to have? I mean, we saw a situation that I believe is under evaluated that happened back at the close of the century with Bill Clinton and what happened with an intern. And I believe that ignited a sexual revolution amongst the young people. And that's what I'm concerned about, is that young people could somehow think that this is kind of acceptable behavior. But this is what our culture, this reflects our culture right now. This this is a snapshot of who we are when you think about the music that's played out there, the videos, the things that are happening with these young kids. And now you have, in a sense, an implied endorsement by a potential leader of our country using that kind of language. And, you know, this puts the wrong message and potentially endorses this kind of behavior.
Yeah, you know, you're so right. This is one more media thing, and I'm a media guy.
Yeah.
But when you have the news pointing it out, now we're having to deal with it. You're having young kids that are having to deal with this because they saw it on the news or they heard about it. I mean, all the kind of things that, you know, that even 20 years ago they didn't have to deal with, they're dealing with today, you know, gay marriage and the like.
Bathroom choice. Yeah, and,
exactly. And yeah. You just feel bad for the young kids coming along. That said, although I'm not going to just say where we need to land politically, I have my own opinions. I just still think we still have to, as people of faith, be in prayer. Number one, our biggest weapon, if you will, against what's going on in this world is still, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land.
Yeah.
It still calls us to pray.
That's right.
And then it still causes us to vote. Right. Even if we have to hold, I mean, either way, I think most of us say, no matter where we go, if we're choosing one of the two major political parties, we have to go in and hold our nose to pull the lever.
Yeah.
But I think that's still part of what we have to do.
Right, exactly.
And I know people disagree with me. Some people say the best thing to do is just to bow out of this election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I think we still have to be engaged.
Well, Jesus said you need to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, right? And so we need to render that. We're to be salt and light. You know, the fact that 50% of evangelicals, and we're not even talking Catholics, because the numbers are even the same with Catholics, according to the last study that I was looking at, because they split up Catholics and evangelicals in this study, is that 50% will even bother to register to vote, and of that 50, only 50 will come in. And it's like, you know, Phyllis Schlafly, who I love dearly, who we lost last month.
Yeah, passed
would say,
away at 92.
Yeah, she says, hey, Jesus is not on the ballot, you know, and until Jesus comes, that will be the perfect one-world government that we've got to look forward to. But until then, we have a responsibility. But like you said, and I'm so glad you said this, Bob, because this is where it all begins for people of faith. You got to look to God. You know, what's God doing here? Where is his hand moving? We need to be consistent. It's God's kingdom to come, his will to be done. But if you have no clue, you're going to be frustrated, and you're going to be kicking at the goads here. And for one, you know, I would say that I would want us to be in alignment with God and put our efforts behind what God is doing. But you can't know that if you're not talking to the one who controls it all.
Yeah, well said.
Well said. Okay,
let's talk
movies. But again, I appreciate you, you know, giving me a little bit of opportunity to talk about this situation, because I think out of this whole situation, it's a teaching moment. You know, the kids are talking about it, and moms and dads, if you don't find a way to address this from a biblical worldview, I think it's a lost opportunity here. And we need to guide the kids in such a way to say, look, this is what happens. I mean, this is, you know, why we're warned in the Bible not to have coarse talking. We're warned of this because it resides in us. And then when we see it, you're going to tell me that Donald Trump was not greatly embarrassed and how bad he felt, you know, toward his wife and his kids. I mean, I could sense that as he was saying that. I mean, some people say, well, you know, he didn't bleed enough or whatever. I don't know what that means. But I could sense that on a scale of 1 to Donald Trump, as best I could tell, my sentiment was that he was, you know, he was embarrassed and sorry for this.
And
but
rightfully,
he
should be.
Yeah.
He should be, and, you know, it just should be just saying over and over again every chance, I am so embarrassed. I am not this guy anymore. Believe me, that I have changed. My mouth is, I hope all that's true. My mouth has changed. My thoughts have changed. I am a very different guy. You know, those kind of things, need to come out over and over and over again. Anyway.
Well, there was a great picture that somebody had captured on the plane with he and Mike Pence and his advisors, where they were encircled praying, and that I want to remember about Donald Trump is that God is working.
I didn't see that picture.
Oh, it is powerful. I had it on my website. I shared it with people on Facebook as well. That, you know, this is a process. Nobody's perfect here. This is why we need Jesus. This is why we need our relationship with God. And, for Donald Trump, if he's made that commitment and he's moving in that direction, it is a process. I mean, here's a guy that didn't even know how to refer to the Bible verse correctly.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you an idea of his level of maturity in the faith. So God bless him. I pray for him. I pray for Hillary Clinton. I pray for the leaders of this country that we would become more sensitive to the things of God that will really cause the people to rejoice, right? The Bible says when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. People aren't rejoicing right now because righteousness is being stifled.
And when wicked reigns, people go into hiding.
Yeah, here they are.
And I think some of that hiding is actually what we're dealing with right now. So.
Exactly. All right, so movies. Middle schools, worst years of my life.
Yeah, Middle School and Birth of a Nation. Two new films that came out last Friday. One, Birth of a Nation is number 6 in the nation right now as far as box office gross, and Middle School, number 7. I'll start with number 7, Middle School. It's rated PG. I mean, a lot of families have been waiting for a PG film to come out. It's been a while since we've had one. Is there a movie out there you could just kind of load up the minivan and take the whole kid in and take the whole family? And so,
well, Queen of Catway, but it's limited viewing right now, but that's another deal. But go ahead.
It is. It's so much better than this one. Because what I want to point out with Middle School, it's definitely a bait and switch. Mm-hmm. What you've got is a young middle school boy who basically rallies his classmates to rebel against a jerk of a principal. I mean, he is a jerk. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But then they decide just to do as many mean, prankful things to get even with him. And it's just, you know, it's just, from A to Z, it's a disaster. It didn't screen for the press. I caught it on Friday because it didn't screen in advance. And just looked at the film and just went, really? We're offering this to our kids? Yeah. And so for any listeners out there who were thought, okay, I think we got one here. You know, in fact, I got middle schoolers. We're going to go to this one.
Right.
And the movie that I went to, that I bought a ticket to go to, there were a bunch of people that must have been just like that. They were moms with their middle school kids who were at the theater to see it because I believe they thought, hey, here's something I could actually see. I hope they walked out and apologized to their kids for not reading something like Plugged In ahead of time, because it was that bad of a disaster.
Wow.
Now, I'm not talking about seeped in violence or seeped in explicit sexuality. I'm just talking about just jerky silliness and just anti-authority. The adults except for one mom were jerks in the film, adults. Mm-hmm. Only the kids had some common sense, and that was even a rarity. Yeah. So forget that one. Birth of a Nation, we're probably running out of time.
Yeah, we got less than a minute, but go ahead.
Okay.
Let's talk about
number
it.
One film in at Sundance, $15 million to buy it. High hopes for this story. It tells of an 1831 slave rebellion right before the Civil Wars, where the slaves went after their masters, and 60 whites were vengefully killed, 200 blacks, most of them slaves, but some free, lost their lives. Terrible, terrible historical situation. You can understand why it happened. Lots of stuff to like. People are calling this a faith-based film, and I understand it. Probably more scripture in this film than any film in my memory. But yet, it's got a whole lot of mix.
We're out of time. Bob Olszewski, Focus on the Family's director of media and culture. Thank you, Robert.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ever wonder